On this week's Tourism Roundup, Jamaica gears up to stage its first ever ska and rocksteady music festival. And in our No Jamaica feature, we trod down to Doctor's Cave Beach in St. James. The Rennie Williams Entertainment Center in Kingston will come alive on November 26 when Jamaica hosts its first ever One World Ska and Rocksteady Music Festival. The inaugural event forms part of plans by the Ministries of Tourism, Culture and Entertainment to create more local entertainment events that appeal to the international market. Organized by Sounds and Pressure Foundation with sponsorship from the Jamaica Tourist Board, the festival aims to promote the genres of ska and rocksteady as authentic Jamaican music. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the event is in keeping with the objectives of the ministry.
Reggae, as we understand its emergence and its evolution, cannot be separated from that. And ska and rocksteady represents the cradle of that process. And so, to identify with a music festival that celebrates that beginning and accentuates the role that that particular period has played in the development of our civilization is very, very critical to us.
The Ska and Rocksteady Fest also aims to promote Kingston as a creative city of music.
Music and entertainment is central to the pull. Kingston is going to be the center of the gastronomy and music and entertainment offering for tourism. But we have to do something. We have to invest in music. We have to invest in the infrastructure for music, because we can't call the world here without proper infrastructure.
Mr. Bartlett says it's important for the tourism ministry to position Jamaica as a musical destination with a distinct product.
We're going to talk about how we can partner to build out performing centers and to create space that will allow for musical offerings that are acceptable. But we also have to discuss the framework within which this product, now called entertainment, is going to be positioned.
The tourism minister says ska and rocksteady is a part of the Jamaican culture that should be promoted, as the genres represent an important aspect of the country's history. Culture Minister Olivia Grange says she's working closely with the Ministry of Tourism to maximize earnings from culture and entertainment. She says her ministry is in the process of establishing a national entertainment calendar to promote major entertainment and cultural activities taking place in Jamaica throughout the year. The calendar will be marketed by the Tourism Ministry.
You're not marketing a festival 2 months ahead of time. You're marketing a festival a year, 2 years, 3 years ahead of time, so that you're able to sell the room, you sell the entertainment and other value-added products.
Minister Grange says the partnership between the two ministries is to ensure that tourists get a holistic Jamaican cultural experience when they visit the island. Approximately 1,600 ska bands are estimated to be operating worldwide, and it's expected that several of these groups will be performing at the festival. Acts already confirmed include the Scatolites, Soweto Ska Band from Spain, Leroy Sibley's, and Marcia Griffiths. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we trod down to Doctor's Cave Beach in St. James. Doctor's Cave Beach is regarded as one of the best beaches in Montego Bay, St. James. It's an alluring strip of white sand fringed by clear waters. The cave, for which the beach is named, was destroyed by a hurricane in 1932, but the beach is as popular as ever and is often crowded with cruise ship passengers. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Shanari Ferran.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.